reminder, Arabs forgotten even in the Obama era. I'm Ray Hanania. President Barack Obama and the U.S. Census released data recognizing the commemoration of Native American heritage during the month of November, but have never acknowledged the achievements of American Arabs in this country. It's a true reflection of Obama's hypocrisy in limiting the definition of diversity to include only certain minorities. Although Obama was nurtured in an Arab community environment in Chicago with close associations to prominent American Arabs who helped him grow his political career, the president has been little more than a stranger to American Arabs. The tragic truth was reinforced this week when the U.S. Census released its celebration of Native American Heritage Month in November in data through the U.S. Census. November is also Arab American Heritage Month in Illinois and is celebrated in April in several East Coast states, including in Washington, D.C., New York, and New Jersey. But there is no consistency of the celebration and no acknowledgement for American Arabs. Here is the official list of the U.S. Census celebrations for American diversity that are recognized. The following list of observances typically covered by the Census Bureau's Facts for Features series. African American History Month, February. Super Bowl, first Sunday in February. Valentine's Day, February 14th. Women's History Month, March. Irish American Heritage Month, March. St. Patrick's Day, March 17. Earth Day, April 22nd. Asian Pacific American Heritage Month, May. Older Americans Month, May. Mother's Day, second Sunday in May. Hurricane season begins, June 1. Father's Day, third Sunday in June. The 4th of July, July 4th. Anniversary of Americans with Disabilities Act, July 26. Back to School Month, August. Labor Day, first Monday in September. Grandparents' Day, first Sunday after Labor Day. Hispanic Heritage Month, September 15 through October 15. Unmarried and Single Americans Week, third week of September. Halloween, October 31st. American Indian, Alaskan Native Heritage Month, November. Veterans Day, November 11th. Thanksgiving Day, fourth Thursday in November. The holiday season, December. As you can see, according to the U.S. Census and the U.S. government and the Obama administration, Arab American heritage is not included. What else is new in Obama's America? Here is the press release issued by the U.S. Census celebrating the historical heritage of Native Americans who definitely deserve to be recognized and saluted. U.S. Census Bureau Facts for Features, American Indian and Alaskan Native Heritage Month, November 2016. The first American Indian Day was celebrated in May 1916 in New York. Red Fox James, a Blackfeet Indian, rode horseback from state to get endorsements from 24 state governments to have a day to honor American Indians. In 1990, President George H.W. Bush signed a joint congressional resolution designating November 1990 as National American Indian Heritage Month. Similar proclamations have been issued every year since 1994, and we now refer to this celebration as American Indian and Alaskan Native Heritage Month. This Facts for Features presentation offers statistics for American Indians and Alaskan Natives, as this is one of the six major race categories classified by the U.S. Office of Management and Budget. My Tribal Area app. Preview the U.S. Census Bureau's new interactive web tool that provides easy access to tribal and reservation data. My Tribal Area app gives demographic and economic statistics, including data on population, jobs, housing, economy, and education, on our nation's 618 tribal areas using stats from the American Community Survey. And they go on and on to offer information about the population of American Native Americans and the tribes and the families. Great detail, but nothing about American Arabs. I'm Ray Hanania. Thank you for listening to my column commentary podcast at thedailyhookah.com. My columns address issues from around the world, including news, politics, and slice of life topics from Chicago to Jerusalem. This podcast is an audio production of those print newspaper columns, and it also features other independent audio productions. My mainstream columns appear in the Des Plaines Valley News newspaper, the Southwest News Herald newspaper, the Regional News newspaper, and the Reporter newspapers every Wednesday and Thursday in Chicagoland, and are viewable online at thedailyhookah.com. My columns on the Middle East appear every Thursday in the Arab News newspaper and online at arabnews.com. Don't forget to download my free podcast app from the Apple Store and visit my website, thedailyhookah.com, to keep up with my life and writing. Thank you.